For KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heiler.
Hi, how are you? How are you doing?
If you've ever lived in or even visited a small town, you know they can be pretty quaint. And Milan, Missouri, population 1,881, is no exception.
Brother Joe, how are you today?
Well, I can hardly tell. It's Monday noon yet, is it?
Milan's local hospital, Sullivan County Memorial, has been around since 1953. And this man, Joe McCarty, was one of the hospital's original board members.
All I done was meet and run to Jefferson Inn, Kansas City, and got 10 years of it.
With the exception of a few years after college, Joe has lived in Milan his entire life. He's turning 100 this year. Joe made a living as a cartoonist, and up until just a few months ago, he worked for the local newspaper. But Sullivan County Memorial Hospital is not just a piece of 1950s-era small-town charm. Sullivan CEO Jerry Dover argues that in today's healthcare marketplace, small rural hospitals offer a higher value of care for less.
A patient comes to my hospital, into my emergency room. They see a doctor whom they've seen for the last 30 years. That doctor knows their background. They know that whether they have COPD. They know all the medications they've on because they've seen this patient ongoing.
What Jerry is describing is what people in the healthcare industry call patient-centered care. And there is some evidence this kind of personal care, developed over time with the same doctor or small medical team, is a more efficient, affordable way to deliver health care. Rural hospitals also provide important life-saving treatment in the rural communities they serve. Jerry says when a local boy was in an ATV accident, doctors at Sullivan had exactly 4 minutes to stabilize his airways. Certainly not enough time to drive the 24 miles to the next closest hospital.
I don't care how fast you drive. I mean, we're in rural Missouri. You got to dodge the deer and everything else here. And so without the existence of this hospital, people are going to die.
For these exact reasons, public health professionals have been lobbying to keep these rural hospitals open for years. But running a hospital is an expensive business. And in many rural parts of the country, business has not been good. To understand the financial situation Sullivan County Memorial Hospital is in, you have to understand how hospitals get paid for stuff. And to understand that, you need to go all the way back to 1966.
From 1966 to 1983, we had cost-based reimbursement for all hospitals.
Brock Slabach is a former hospital administrator who is now a senior vice president for the National Rural Health Association. In the early years of the government's Medicare program, hospitals were paid for what they charged. Then, in 1983, the government introduced the Prospective Payment System, or PPS. Under this new system, Medicare pays every hospital the same amount, which is a certain percent less than the cost of the service. This switch sent a message to all healthcare providers. Medicare would no longer be the cash cow it once was. Larger hospitals started targeting more self-pay and commercial insurance patients to make up the difference. But small hospitals attract fewer patients, and especially in rural areas, a larger portion of the patients they do get are older, poorer, sicker, and on Medicare.
When the PPS system was implemented in 1983, it was never tested or designed to see what the impact would be on a small volume environment.
After more than 10 years under this new system, the rate at which small hospitals were failing was making the federal government look bad.
From 1983 to 1997, we had 440 rural hospitals close.
So in 1997, the government came up with the Critical Access Hospital Program. Under this program, hospitals that meet certain criteria, those that are located at least 35 miles away from the next closest hospital and have no more than 25 acute care beds, receive a Medicare reimbursement rate of 101% of, quote, reasonable costs. Which sounds great, except critical access hospital status came with its own set of problems.
I don't need 25 beds here today. You know what my census is today? Zero.
And if there are no patients, there's no money. Right now, Medicare pays Jerry $1,467 for each day a patient stays in his acute care unit. Jerry says if he had just 5 Medicare patients a day, things would be a lot different. There would be money coming in, and he could start thinking about updating his facility.
I mean, our facility is 60 years old, and it looks it, unfortunately. I wish I had a new facade on the front of my building out here, but we don't.
If this were any other business, the simple answer to Jerry's money problems would be to bring in more customers. And Jerry says he's tried to stay competitive with other hospitals in the area.
We're being told to be transparent about our charges and that. It doesn't matter. People doesn't pay any attention to our charges.
For example, a CT scan at a competing hospital might cost you $400 out of pocket. But at Jerry's hospital, that same CT scan is just $55.
Do you think that I get more patients by people recognizing that fact? No.
The hospital could charge more for its services, but Sullivan COO Amy Michael says that would mean the hospital's commercial insurance rate would take a hit.
They can basically say, okay, here's your rate, take it or leave it, because our population here isn't that huge.
Remember, critical access hospital reimbursement is for the Medicare population only. It has nothing to do with the Medicaid population, commercial insurance, or private pay patients. The fact that hospitals have to try to appease them all is a big reason why Sullivan is operating hand to mouth. Amy says if Sullivan were to suddenly stop getting patients, they'd be broke within 10 days. When they need help making payroll, they get a loan from one of the local banks. The last option for a struggling business is, of course, to sell it. And in the healthcare world, partnering up with larger regional medical centers represents a viable option for small rural hospitals. Missouri has 35 critical access hospitals, 14 of which are affiliated with a larger healthcare network. Affiliation looks different everywhere you go, but it usually involves a transfer of assets and control over to the larger hospital in exchange for staying open and serving as a tertiary hospital in the local community. And last year, that's just what Jerry was looking to do. At the time of our interview in July, he was in negotiations with St. Luke's Health System, and he felt good about it. But when I checked in with him recently for this story, he told me the negotiations had fallen through.
St. Luke's turned us down. They decided after a full evaluation not to accept us as a managed hospital. We were hopeful for a long period of time and then certainly disappointed when they came with their final decision.
There are hospitals like Sullivan County Memorial all over the country. According to Slaybach, 27 hospitals have closed since January of 2013, and there are 283 more just like them in jeopardy. Slaybach says if all 283 of those hospitals closed today, 36,000 healthcare jobs would be lost. Not only that, but 50,000 community jobs would disappear, and spending in rural communities would be reduced by $10.6 billion. Perhaps more importantly, rural communities would lose something extremely important to them. Remember when I said Joe McCarty had lived almost his entire life in Milan? Well, for the few years he wasn't in Milan, he was in California, putting his art school skills to work for a man named Walt Disney. But that's not the thing Joe wants to be remembered for.
It was a great thing. That's only one thing you say you've done in your life.
Joe's legacy is he helped bring Sullivan County Memorial Hospital to Milan, Missouri. And it's a legacy he hopes will live on. For KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heiler.